Yo, what's going on, man? You guys are now tuned back into the Free Sauce Podcast, man. We got another banger of episode for you guys today, man. But you already know, before we get into the episode, hit that subscribe button below, man. Hit that like button, boost the engagement on the video, comment, all of that, man. Keep on tuning with the Instagram page, Free Sauce Podcast. We appreciate everybody boosting the numbers over there. We're on the run to 500. My boy came to me one day, the other day, he said, let's do a t-shirt giveaway at 500. So once we reach 500 followers on the Free Sauce Podcast Instagram page, we'll do a t-shirt giveaway. Give away probably 3 t-shirts. Do it like a random raffle, something like that. Just to give back and show our appreciation for y'all. Go get you some merch. www.freesauceshop.com. Right there. Quick, easy. If you're on campus, we'll pull up, drop it off to you just like that, man. I think that's everything, though. Without further ado, you want to go ahead and get into the episode? Go ahead and introduce yourself.
What's up, y'all? I'm Jamin Barconia. This is my second time hopping on the Free Sauce Podcast. Sir, yes, sir. Hopped on over a year ago. It was a banger episode. I'm glad to have the opportunity to be able to hop on here again. But yeah, I'm just a senior at Illinois State University and getting ready to face life.
Getting ready to face life. Like, how do you fathom that? Like, what is the thought process when, you know, you realizing like you about to graduate, like life is about to, you know, hit like that? Like, what is the thought process?
So at first I was like tweaking out, like I was stressed and, you know what I mean? I was really pressed and I was like, I have to have a job right when I graduate. I have to have everything figured out the day I graduate. And then I kind of like just thought to myself and I'm like, let me just like relax. Let me just, you know what I mean? These last 4 years, I've been working really hard in school, you know what I mean, to be able to obtain this degree. Uh-huh. And at this point in my life, I feel like I deserve, you know, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months of just rest. You know what I mean? To really get to experience life and to be able to do what I want to do before, you know what I mean, I'm stuck in a job or whatever like that. So I'm not really stressing myself out over it. You know what I mean? So, I'm kind of like just taking it day by day. You know, I still am looking for opportunities. I still am trying to get everything set in stone, but I'm not stressed over it. And I'm okay with not knowing what's going on I'm okay with not knowing, you know what I mean, about my future. So yeah, I'm just taking it day by day and yeah.
I think that's a real positive, real optimistic outlook on it. Especially when you don't have nothing figured out. A lot of people in your shoes, probably 90%, if not higher, percent of the people that are in your shoes right now, they're probably panicking if they don't have nothing figured out for after college, because that's emphasized to us where it's like, hey, you need to have something, like you need to have a job in line coming out of college. And I think a lot of people see people who do have that and they get kind of like, they kind of feel like they're behind and shit like that. But if you go about it with your outlook and your perspective, it's like, I'm right on time with shit. And like you said, I'm still open to opportunities. Shit could fall in your lap. Like you said, if I take 1, 2, 3 months off, some shit can fall in my lap where it's like, damn, okay, this is what I really been wanting to do. I would rather do this than what I would have done, you know? And it's not a thing about being dissatisfied. It's just doors opening up, you know, you just being patient. And like you said, I wouldn't take 1, 2, 3 months to live life. You know, I think a lot of people off time looks different. You know, a lot of people all times could be them bullshitting, you know, them, their living life could be sitting on their ass all day, being in the bed all day, on the game all day. But his version, I'm assuming, is going to be him like traveling, doing life things before, like he said, before he get back in the grind of I'm locked back in now, whether it be on a career, he got his own podcast, whether he's doing that, whatever the case may be, you know.
And especially too, like 4 years is not easy. Like,
hell no. 4 years of school and life.
We've been doing that since we were probably like, what, 3, 4? Like, we've been doing that for so long. So, and this, most of us have never had an opportunity to take breaks other than summer breaks. Don't even count for real. Because, you know, you're still preparing yourself to go back to school again. So, like,
and I took summer classes.
Oh my God. So, like, you gotta, like, you're gonna have to give yourself a grace, you know. Like, one thing that I've come to realize is, like, you know, the journey is gonna continue. But if you think there's a bump in the road that you might need to, you know, step back and visualize what you might need to do next, take that time to actually visualize. Take that time to figure things out. don't rush trying to get over that bump, because you don't know how quickly you might fall back again, you know? So just take the time. I'm in the same boat. I'm still trying to figure a lot of things out. And, you know, life already going to figure itself out. We've been doing really good so far for the past 4 years right now. So, you know, give yourself some credit.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, definitely take breaks, bro. Like, if you're out here grinding for so long, it's okay to take a few months break and just, you know, just relax. And just figure out who you are, one. Mm-hmm. Spend some time alone. I haven't really had much time alone in these past 4 years. I'm constantly in class, girlfriend, friends, fraternity. I'm always in people's faces. I really don't have enough time to really just be alone and reflect mm-hmm. and figure out who I truly am. Mm-hmm. Now, I have taken time to, like, you know what I mean, be by myself. But I feel like once you leave college and you're removed from, like, the social atmosphere of college, mm-hmm. that's when you can really figure out who you are aside, you know, everything that goes on out here.
Especially on that, too. On that note, too, sometimes, like, it's like you just be consumed by the things around you, like especially being around like people 21, 22, 23, 20, 24 year old. You know, we are all trying to, you know, figure life out, but sometimes like we are all trying to move in a fast pace. Like everybody's like every single day there's something going on, you know, like you don't have the chance to actually sit down and process the things that you are doing because you're moving so quickly. And by the time you look a week, two, three months from now, you're like, oh shit, the fuck that just happened? You not processing everything that has happened. And I feel like we like that, especially at college students.
So how do we get that? I think it sounds like we lack being able to be there in the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, we like being like showing appreciation for the present tense. Mm-hmm. You know, we very forward thinking. I think we are a very forward thinking generation, you right. know. I think it's kind of like we kind of been taught that way to always think like what's next and always focus. I think our parents like stress our future so much mm-hmm. on us. That's why our generation is like that. We're so forward thinking we yeah. can't enjoy the present moment, you know. And when we do enjoy that moment, like he say, it might be a year in the past, and then we're like, damn, that was the time to be alive. You feel me? And shit like that. So I think it's how do we show, you know, be able to show more gratitude and appreciation in the moment for present life. What's something?
I don't have it figured out, but something that might necessarily help is just I write. So that's how I'm able to actually, you know, get better with that, because I still like that. But when I'm sitting down writing, I'm actually able to be in my own head and think about my process and of how I figure life out. So that's one way that I go about it. Two, talk to those around you. Mm-hmm. Like, give appreciation to those around you. Call your parent. Call your friend. You know, sometimes, like, we so stuck in what we want that we forget that there's been a whole bunch of people around us that's helped us get to where we are. So I think maybe being more appreciative of, like, the people around us might help with that.
Okay. What you thinking?
I'd say definitely I've experienced with myself, I spend a lot of time in my head. I'd say at least over half the day, I'm just thinking about other things and not actually living in the present moment, feeling like, feeling the way the door handle is moving, or, you know what I mean? Just paying attention to the colors on the wall, or, you know what I mean? Just, I feel like I'm just constantly thinking about other things and how and what I'm going to do next and this and that. And how I've found a way to combat that is I make a schedule, right? Mm-hmm. So I can write down everything I need to do for the day or everything I need to do for the week, or you know, my schedule is planned like 3 months in advance. I'm not going to lie, but, you know, I just fill it up. But that makes it to where I can say, all right, I'm going to grab this task off the schedule and I'm going to focus on this right now. And that's all I'm going to focus on. I'm not going to think about this assignment. I'm just going to focus on editing this podcast right now, because that's just my time to do so. So I really feel like just making yourself a system of organization to where you can let those tasks leave your mind, so you can really just focus on the present moment in that time.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I think for me is, We touch on it a lot, is really like just falling in love with the process of shit. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how I'm working on, like, just being more present and showing more gratitude in the present moment. It's just falling in love in the process of anything. Because that's what life is. It's just right. Life is just a process of you growing and evolving over time. You hear me? So I think if you fall in love with life, fall in love with the growth, you know, with the ups and the downs, fall in love with the growing of life, you know what comes with it, the good and the bad. Mm-hmm. I think that's how you become more present. You know, I think that if you, because we talk about it a lot, we get so focused on the goal, right. You know, and that's the forward thinking in us. We're so focused on the goal and what that's going to look like that we lose sight of everything in between. Mm-hmm. So it's like we only focus on the beginning and the end, but you lose all the fucking meat, all the plot. You know, it's like reading a book and you only read the first page, the first chapter and the last chapter. Nigga, you didn't miss everything that didn't happen.
You're gonna be lost.
You didn't miss the juice. You didn't miss the real thing of what didn't happen. You don't really know anything. You don't have any contents, any juice. You know, so I think that when we miss out on the process of things, that's when we miss out on everything that we're supposed to get from something.
Because you might even look at the goal like, oh, that's so big. But once you achieve that goal, like, you're not really going to care about it as much.
It's such a temporary feeling.
Yeah, and it's just like you really want a PlayStation 5, right? Once you get the PlayStation 5, you don't want it as bad as before. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
because now you have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like college. When it comes to college, we it's kind of like the starting point and we focus on a degree.
Yep.
But we really don't understand that what makes all of that really worthwhile. What makes college is the fucking 4 years, the everything late in nights, between
late nights,
everything
gyms.
The summers, everything in between, everything that happens in between college, whatever happens in between those 4, 5, 6, however long it takes you to graduate, whatever happens in between that time frame, that is what really matters, not the fucking degree. The degree is just what comes with you going through the process. You
get me? On top of that too, like, I haven't really reflected upon that yet until maybe after I graduate, just because of the fact that, like, it's like, damn, like, I be sitting there, I'm like, I've had a lot of late nights. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of times where it's like, damn, is this shit even worth it? Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of times where, like, damn, this might be the best 4 years that I've seen so far in my life. Mm-hmm. And then I've had times, this might be the worst 4 years of my life so far. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't really fully grasped the idea of college, maybe until I get out of here. It's because, you know, like you're saying, I'm in it right now, so I don't, it's like my vision right now is like, okay, you 98% done. Like, you know, so it's like, okay, let's just get this last 2% and then we can sit back and actually fully grasp what the fuck just happened in the last 4 years.
Yeah. I think it's, yeah, like we said, man, it's really that just appreciating every day you get to. It's whether it's a bad day, good day, whether you make mistakes that day, whether you, it's just been a real positive day, whatever it is. I think it's just appreciating each day and taking it day by day. Whether that's with school, you know, you working, you got a business, you know, whatever the case may be, just appreciating everything day by day.
And then I kind of also wanted to, you know, touch on this a little bit. Like, you know, sometimes, like, people might have experiences that, you know, no matter what, you can never be the same from, you know? Like, you might have, like, a situation where you might never fully get out of, you know? So, like, how do you still try to appreciate the days that you have eventually? The days after those days, how do you still try to appreciate those days knowing, damn, if that situation ain't happened, I wouldn't even be here right now, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right, so crazy story. I got scammed out of $10,000 for a car like a few years ago. You know, I ended up getting the car and everything, but you know, I made a few mistakes down the line, and ultimately, I just got scammed for the car.
Right.
So I'm down $10,000 at 18 years old. I'm on my own. Living inside the dorms, you know, paying my own rent, paying my own food. So, and that was like all my money too. It was like, I didn't expect to get like scammed like that. But, and it was hard because I'm going through every day, like, I'm gonna get this money back. I'm gonna get this money back. And then I had to just let go one day because I realized that one incident impacted how I felt for about a year. Like, I was just down for about a year. Anytime money came up, like, I was just, I just noticed that the incident took a bigger toll on me than it was. That $10,000 was not worth me being down about it for a year. So eventually over time, I just had to let it go. And I'm personally a religious person, so I had to take it to God, and I had to be like, hey, like, God, you know, can you take this anger out of my heart? Can you take this, can you remove this, this feeling of just, I don't know, like, can you just help me let go? And ultimately I ended up just letting go and, finding a way, you know, to just bounce past that, you know, make more money. There's more opportunities. That was just one thing. And, my main thing about that is I learned from that. I'm glad that I lost that $10,000 then, instead of when I'm a millionaire or something like that and I lose like a million. I'm glad I learned my lesson then. So now I know for the future, like, that won't happen again.
Yeah, I think that we had like after one of the pods, you had asked a question, I think, or we were just talking, and we were just talking about rather losing 10K today in your current state, or losing 10K when you're, like, I think 30. The age was 35 or 31, one of those, something like that. And we was just like giving scenarios and shit like that. And he was arguing on the side of today, and I was arguing on the side of today, but also showing the other side as well, where it's like, it might be beneficial for you to do it then too. But I like your point, because it's like, you would rather have that knowledge earlier than mm-hmm. when you know, 10, when that's you 28 and that's your only 10K that you got, and you blow that and that shit happened then, you rather that at 18 than 28. Yep. You know, yep. That's, I don't care what nobody say, you're gonna rather have that mm-hmm. at 18 than 28, because you got the chance to fucking make more money. At 18, you still probably, if you don't have people to lean on, you still young as hell, so your earning potential is still through the fucking roof, you know, and that's a small ass blimp on the radar compared to what you really gonna do in life. You know, you just becoming a man, just hitting a lot of shit when it comes to manhood at 18. So that's I think that's a great fucking lesson. You know, mm-hmm. I don't even look at it as like some, it is bullshit, but I don't look at it as such a negative thing. Yeah. You know,
I'm glad I learned it then.
You know, and in a moment, hell yeah, it's, you probably mad as fucking, like, what the, like, you know, mm-hmm. you mad, but as time started to progress, you probably looking about it on like, man, I'm glad that happened actually. You know, I appreciate that happened to me.
And yep. then on top of that too, like you said, losing that at that moment, you know, like, one thing that we learn in finance is, you know, the younger you are, the better, just because time is always on your side. So, you know, you losing 10K then, at 18 was probably like, fuck, damn. But then he was saying again, if you had lost that at 28, you'd be like, hold on, how do I, you know, get back in my gear? Because it hurts more at that age than it was 18. Even though it hurt, it still hurt. But sometimes some hurts hurt more than others.
Yeah. Yep. And then also I look at it, if I didn't learn that lesson to actually background check, if I didn't learn that lesson now, and I would have been dealing with some money like 50,000, 60,000 later on down the line, I'm glad, right. I learned now. Right. I'm glad I learned with 10K. See, y'all only got 10K off me. That's all, bro. So like, at the end of the day, like, I'm glad I learned it then, because it could have been way more in the future.
Exactly. Repeat that question one more time. I didn't want to answer it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was pretty much asking, sometimes, you know, like, certain things might happen where, like, you might not be able to come back from. Like, uh-huh. you know, like, a situation might happen where it's like, no matter how much you try, a piece of yourself is stuck in that situation. Uh-huh. Some people don't know how to let go.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. I think that kind of what he's saying, you got to find a way to, like, see the lesson out of it, basically. You got to find a way to show the appreciation out of it and be glad that it happened today at an early age, whether me being an adult and I got kids, a family and shit like that, and it affect you then. But also, I think the other part of that is you got to be able to not dwell on the past, you know. And part of that is taking things as lessons, you know, and not taking things personal, like, hey, I'm assuming you probably, was it from a dealership or you probably bought it from somebody personally?
Someone personally.
Right. So I'm assuming it's somebody personally. So it, don't look at it as a personal thing. He was just looking to, anybody who came and wanted to buy the car, they was going to get got. It just happened
to be you.
He was the one that bought the car, you know? So don't look at it as a personal thing. Look at it as a shit. It's just a lesson. You know, that's just part of life.
people gonna try to scam you. Mm-hmm. You're gonna get scammed, and shit like that. But when you find out and shit like that, it's just learn taking the lessons from it and saying I'm never gonna do that again. Because it's a series of events that lead up to that. So it's just looking at your actions and being like, shit, I'm not gonna do that no more. Mm-hmm. And don't dwell on the past though. Don't beat yourself up about it, because it's not really worth that at the end of the day. Yeah. You learn it from it.
Yeah, you can't beat yourself up about it, because you beating yourself up about it ain't gonna change nothing. It's already happened.
You're already got scammed, my boy. That 10 already gone. It is not coming back. So just move on. Don't dwell on it and go make another 10. So now you can go put that into something that's really gonna last.
Right. And I love that. That's a great response too, just based off the fact that you mentioned something that I want people to really grasp and understand. Don't ever take anything personal. Just because, you know, like he said, no matter if it was you, me, him, if it was somebody else buying that car, whatever situation happened to you would have happened to us. Regardless, that person already had his mind made up regardless of what was going to happen. Yeah,
somebody can scam. That was his consensus. That was his goal when it was selling the car. Somebody was going
to
get scammed.
It just happened to be you.
Hell yeah.
And when you start looking at situations like that, like look at situations like singularly, you know, like every situation is unique in its own way. Don't let one single situation like fuck up your whole entire life just based on that. And sometimes it do happen. Sometimes you make mistakes that you can never bounce back from. Sometimes you make quick rational decisions that you will never be able to bounce back from. But sometimes you gotta sit back, and when you're able to analyze it, realize that was it worth it, you know? Because it sucks when you sit back and like, okay, this situation wasn't worth it. And then now you're still stuck.
Yeah, yeah. That's shit. That's the lesson from that, man. You gotta move on from shit, take the lessons from shit, and be able to not dwell on the past. But I want to talk about podcasting a little bit. Mm-hmm. How has that been for you? How long has it been so far now?
Man, it's been great. Let me check the date. I dropped my first podcast last year, May 1st. So it's been almost a year now.
About to hit a year.
Yeah. Yep. I think we were the third episode.
About to hit a year.
Yeah, y'all were the third?
I think it was.
Yeah, the third. Yep.
I think it was the third episode.
Yep, the third.
About to hit a year. So what's the first year been like? Has it been as expected? What's the positives? What's the negatives?
Man, first year has been great, to be honest with you. Starting out, you know, now I look at my first podcast and I'm like, wow, like my editing wasn't good. I
like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, like my thumbnail was trash. Like,
Jesus Christ.
Like, what is this? And what am I talking about? You know what I mean? Like,
what the fuck was I doing?
It's kind of hard to watch, but nah. So I'm actually very proud of myself for like my first podcast and things of that nature. And it's been great. I've been moreover consistent, posting about every week. You know, I've missed a few weeks for sure. But I'm posting about every week, and I've been doing the podcast for a while, but I kind of realized that although I like podcasting, I'm not going to force myself to release a podcast every week, because I still want to explore like videos and things like that, because
content in its entirety.
Yep. Because I'm not going to lie, like I have more fun making like a public interview or like a vlog than I do a podcast. And I like podcasts, but it's like that's not the only form of content I want to release. Right. And I'm gonna be real, I just have more fun editing, more fun. I have more passion to make videos than podcasts, but I still like making podcasts, if you get what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying, just based off, you know, like you gave it a try. Mm-hmm. You know, like you started releasing your own podcast, and then you started to realize, okay, I've been able to build a lot of relationships off of podcasting, but I might be better off, you know, just maybe doing more content creating in a different aspect. You know, like sometimes like it's still the game. It's still, you know, it's just a different part of the game.
Yep.
And you like that part of the game better. Like just like when you evolve and when you're playing sports, let's say you might be the coldest scorer on your high school team, but you get to the league, now you got to play defense. Now you're the defensive guy, or you're the facilitator, you're the point guard. It's still the game. It's just you have different part of the game that you enjoy better.
Yep, for sure. And it was important for me to actually like get out and, you know, experiment, try new things, actually pull out the camera at, go to Dallas and like pull out the camera and just like vlog and actually see what aspect of video content creation, editing that I really, truly enjoy and I truly want to do.
Are you more extroverted or introverted?
That's a hard question. I don't know. I'm really an introvert, but I'm an introvert because at the end of the day, I do like to just chill by myself, but I still do get energy from like being around other people, communicating, stuff like that. So I'm an outgoing introvert.
Does your energy go up when you're around people or does it go down?
It goes up, but I can only be around people for like so long. Like I couldn't be around people all day, but like I could hang around the guys for a few hours.
That's gonna sound like you're an introvert. I was just gonna ask because it just sound like you said you do have more fun like interacting with people and going out and shit like that. So it just sound like you enjoy the more extroverted side of video creation. You know, podcasting is a more of a, this is perfect for me. I can sit here with in a closed space. I don't gotta be around a lot of people and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And but it's still content and it's still you have to. It's a craft that you got to perfect. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But when it comes to doing public interviews, when it comes to going out and getting content like that, that's a whole nother extroverted side. It takes a lot of fucking courage to walk up to somebody with the camera and with the mic. Mm-hmm. Granted, it's 2020. It's 2024, so now it's more accepted. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of people doing stuff like that. A lot of people doing content in public, but still, it does take a lot of courage to do that.
I think the reason why I kind of enjoy it more is like the rush because I've always been like a shy person. Like I'm quiet, shy, all that. But it's kind of like the rush and it's kind of like just stepping out of my comfort zone and doing something different, walking up to random people. Hey, can I get you in this interview real quick? Like even my boy, we're in Waterson knocking on random dorms, bro.
Yeah.
Literally knocking on random dorms. Like just, hey, let me interview you real quick. Like, and it's just the getting out your comfort zone part of it that really like I enjoy about it. That gives me, you know, the rush.
And then also I feel like sometimes too, like even just being the difference maker in somebody's like day, you know, like sometimes, you know, you might be in your dorm room, you know, like nothing is going on. And then yeah, bang, 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 bang. One, you going to think it's the police or you going to think it's somebody, you know, so you open the door.
Already somebody.
I'm real. So look, you open the door, you get a camera in your face. Now you all, your whole mood might have switched. Like, damn, like you really want to interview me? Well, what makes me so special? You know, like just being able to have those type of interactions probably also helps with the rush.
Mm-hmm. And then also I'd say kind of like the those types of videos kind of bring more engagement to your channel because let's say I do a public interview and I'm interviewing 12. Well, I mean, in my last public interview, like doing the bar crawls, I probably interviewed about 20 people in there. Those 20 people are going to check out the video. The people that know those 20 people are going to check out the video and it kind of has a higher potential.
Yeah, like word of mouth, especially marketing. Like, you know, like, oh, I was on the ISU campus and I got interviewed by so-and-so. It's getting released today. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's all sit down and watch what I say or something. You know, like just like word of mouth helps. It's one of the best ways to market yourself too.
Okay. So now I want to have a conversation based on what you just said. Do y'all feel like doing that form of content is more lucrative or has more potential than podcasts?
Yeah, because all right, I did make a strong I made a strong statement saying that. I mean, at my stage right now, my podcast versus me making a video, I feel like the video would hold more potential for growth. That's what I feel like personally, but kind of like going through, if we're going to talk about a podcast, right. And then a bar crawl video, to be real, that podcast that we're talking about right now, this holds way more value than that bar crawl video.
It's based off information.
Yep.
Facts.
Yep.
Facts. And what you
podcasting just based off information. Mm-hmm. Like I said, like being able to share information as quickly as you can. Like in the media world, that's where a lot of money is at. Like just based, it's been like that for generations. Uh-huh. It's been like that for a lifetime. Uh-huh. Being able to be one of the main sources of information for people, that's one of the best ways to make a lot of bread.
Mm-hmm. I think you spot on with what you were saying. It's in terms of driving traffic, in terms of when it comes to word of mouth and things like that, no brainer, a fucking bar crawl interview wouldn't do it. But when you're talking about value, when you're talking about sustainability, when it comes to sustainability, do you feel like it's in that form or do you feel like it's podcasting?
Sustainability podcast, just because okay. Someone that comes to my page to watch a bar crawl video, they're not watching that for me. They're watching that to see their interview. And me, I'm interviewing other people. I'm platforming other people. A podcast, you guys, people watch your podcast for you guys. And you know what I mean? Maybe, you know, for the guests too that come on here for sure. But they watch the podcast for the people that are talking.
Right.
And they start to build a relationship with the podcasters through episode after episode. Like they know you guys, you know, so.
And that's something that I had to understand, you know, mm-hmm. as doing this is like, yeah, we bring on people every week. So no brainer people that's coming to look, they're going to be looking for that the people. But we do also have people that come back and watch every week that are coming specifically for us because of our personalities, what we say, whatever the fucking case may be. Mm-hmm. So it's on us to keep being us, but and also keep evolving and working on ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not just coming in here and like it's work to be done still at the end of the day. We're not just coming in here and talking, you know, because you do have to be entertaining. You do have to have information on topics. You know, you do. It is still a job at the end of the day, but you have to understand that the people that's watching, they're not watching for the guests. Only, you know, it's probably, I would say probably an 80-20, 70-30 split,
yeah.
You know, when it comes to guests, 30-20 and us 80-70. And that's something as a podcaster, as a content creator, you do have to understand like, damn, they coming here for me. You know, I do have to perfect my skills and I do have to understand it and I do have to interact with them and understand them, you know, at the end of the day.
Yep.
So I think that when it comes to, back to what we were saying, when it comes to sustainability and things like that, I think podcasting has it, but I do think that it does take more work and more like more improving.
I
to this day, it's hella podcasts out, you know, every fucking day is somebody coming out with a new podcast. Yeah,
you see LeBron,
LeBron, his wife, like everybody, you know. But I think that as niggas do it, they start to see like if you don't already have a platform, it's hard, bro. Yep. That shit is hard. Yep. I would be the first to tell you that the shit is hard to be able to grab somebody's attention and be able for them to come back week after week, especially in today's day and age where shit is like
30 seconds attention span.
Yeah, the attention span is like that. Like, bro, you like the shit is hard. So you got it. It's the skills and shit that goes into it. So when it comes to sustainability, if you can perfect those skills, you got it. You know.
Yeah, and I think it's also the topic too when we're talking about sustainability, because the topic of, you know, your podcast is giving value. You know, the topic of my podcast is, you know, self-improvement. They're all kind of like very similar, but those topics outdo the topic of like college partying. College partying, it's not sustainable. It's
the value part, yeah. Like you said.
Yep.
It's the value. What, like, we that was a constant thing where we would speak on shit probably about 3-4 months straight was, you niggas got to provide value, whatever you're doing. If you choose to do that type of content, your shit got to be valuable. It got to be different in some type of way. It's this nigga, I would call people niggas, but he is a nigga though. The Desirable Truth, he has great content. Like the content that he puts out is very valuable, but it is of random people on the street. So part of it is, yeah, you're coming back for him because he does have good questions and you know he's going to ask the right questions to the right people, but also you want to see the new people and you want to see what people have to say. Like you want to just see what everyday people have to say. I don't know if y'all know it or not, know the page or not, but he basically do public interviews and he asks people, it's a dark skinned man. He got like a little accent. And he basically asks people about like relationship shit, or he asks people, why are they single? Or he asks them their age and how's dating going and shit. And it's,
I've been seeing him on Facebook.
Yeah. It's like, but you see everyday Joe
everyday Joes, you see their responses. But he also asks great questions, and it's the perfect balance of him providing value and the short form public content, you know. And I think he do a great job of fucking perfecting it. So if Desirable Truth, it's not an ad, but if niggas do got time, check him out. He do a great job of doing both.
Facts.
And like sometimes too though, like you need those type of like conversations, you know, like regular, like he has perfected like interviewing regular folks, you know, like sometimes like you don't always gotta have a businessman, you don't always gotta have somebody that of like, you know, just extraordinary, you know, like sometimes like regular people, they have a story too. Mm-hmm. They've been through shit too. Life don't treat all of us the same, you know, so just being able to, you know, sit down and get their point of view too, sometimes that's all you need. Sometimes we might have regular folks that don't even, you know, have anything going on, come on here just to talk, just because, you know, life happens. Mm-hmm. We all go through shit.
Yep, we all got different experiences to share.
And that's oftentimes when you get like the most reception or the most like feedback from the public is when you have everyday regular people come on and actually they, because they're going to exhibit and they're going to tell you what's actually going on mm-hmm. in the homes, like in the neighborhood. You know, like when we're on the internet, we kind of live in a very sheltered, we get a sheltered view of everything. So everything is glitz and glamour. Everything we see in celebrities and shit like that. Everything we see in the top of the top, you know. And a lot of times when, that's why people like 85 South and shit like that, because it's very like reality based. They're not trying, it's not too much glitz and glam. They just cut on the cameras and they talking about real life shit. They have people coming on, they smoking woods and shit like that. It's shit that's going on in the fucking city, mm-hmm. in the inner city. It's what's actually going on in life. You know, it's very unfiltered, basically. So when people able to see that, it's a breath of fresh air, especially in today's day and age where everything is filters, you know, everything is changed, everything's Photoshop and shit like that. When you're able to see like the real life things, when you're able to like, it just makes you appreciate shit more.
Yep. And then even when you go on the internet, like, if you type in podcast, you're going to see Joe Rogan. You're going to see all these big name people. You're not going to be able to find no regular day-to-day podcast just like off the dome. So,
I just think that when it comes to growing your podcast, I think that you just got to find a way to be different and create and keep creating value. I think that collaborations is a big part, but focus on you. Mm-hmm. If you do it by yourself, focus on improving your skills. If you do it with somebody, focus on everybody improving their skills or everybody playing their role. You know, because if you're on a podcast with 3, 4, 5 people, then everybody do have different roles. Somebody is going to talk more than the other four. It's going to be somebody who's the second person that's talking more. It's like you're just going to have to fit in where you get in, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like you just got to be able to play your role, especially when it's talking. So people can't be cutting each other off. You got to be able to find your pockets.
Yeah, facts. I think the team aspect is very important, because even though on my podcast, it's only me, like kind of like the host, I still have a full team. I still have people who, you know what I mean, are there in the videos. I have people who, you know, run the camera. I have people who help promote my videos. So like I have a full team still working with me, and we just all work together to get things done. And I kind of wanted to ask you guys, how do you guys like really work together as a team, and what are the benefits of doing it with multiple people?
So it's just me and him. Mm-hmm. Everything is a two man. We are in the process of adding someone actually though, but it's just me and him. So I would say it just being me and him, it is pros and cons. The pros being that the communication is just us two. So we don't have to go and talk to a third party about anything. I'm handling something or he handling something. If he's not doing it, I'm doing it. If I'm not doing it, he doing it. So it benefits us there. But I think that's kind of what we missing is a team. I think mm-hmm. if we get a team, it's dangerous, you know, because I think that if we able to have somebody doing social media, if we able to have somebody doing strictly editing, if we able to have somebody running the cameras and shit like that, it makes our job 10 times easier So now those skills that I speak about when it comes to podcasting, we able to do that. We able to focus more on that versus we got to make sure that this video is edited, uploaded, and then promoted. We got to make sure clips are made. We got to focus on getting other people on the podcast, focus setting up the podcast. We got to focus doing everything. So it does become exhausting. So if you're able to have a team like you, if you're able to take the load off of you, that's going to set you up for success times 10. It's going to basically make your growth exponential. You know, instead of you growing linearly, you're growing exponentially now because you're able to take shit off of you. Now the talent is able to focus more on the talent aspect instead of the behind the scenes shit, which takes more time than the actual. A podcast take an hour, 2 hours, however long you're doing a podcast. But the behind the scenes shit is what actually takes the time. People don't realize that this is the easy part.
It is.
This is the easy part. People, where people stop podcasting is the post work. Where you have to edit, where you have to upload, where you have to set everything up and shit like that. You have to just the back end is where the work really is.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
No, like everything that you said, I completely agree with. Just off the fact that we've had these conversations between me and him multiple times, you know, like finding the right people to bring up aboard and, you know, things of that nature. So if you are listening right now and you think you might be useful, DM us. It don't take much. One of us going to respond within, I'm going to say, 30 to 1 hour. One of us is always checking the messages. Mm-hmm. So just DM us if you think you're going to be useful, and we will see what we can help with, and we will see what you can bring to the table and what we might be also to be able to bring on the table as well.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about like a team. If you have a selfless team, a team that understands, hey, we got to make sacrifices. We're not going to get paid. We're going to work hard, but one day, you know what I mean? This is going to be worth it. And you got to work with a team of people who actually love what they're doing, who aren't doing what they're doing for, oh, we might be rich one day, but are doing it because, hey, this is what I love. This is what I really want to do. And there is so much that goes in into this. Like for a video, you might record for an hour, 2 hours, but the editing is hours, bro. And then, I mean, the planning beforehand, the editing. And then once you get the video out, the video doesn't just automatically get views. Like getting views on YouTube is hard.
Yeah.
Getting 10 views on
growing YouTube. Growing a YouTube channel is tough.
Yeah. Yeah. So
from zero subscribers, growing a YouTube channel is tough. It, like I said, it's a lot that goes into fucking podcasting. That's why you have to go to Instagram, you have to go to TikTok, you have to go to Facebook and shit like that to promote, because you need to drive that traffic to YouTube. You know, YouTube is, they're okay when it comes to the shorts and shit like that, but you need other shit. You know, you need other ways to connect with podcasting. Is something you got to connect with the people. You need to find other ways to connect with your audience, with your people, you know, because it's the sustainability thing. So if you're trying to sustain something, podcasting is somewhere you got to keep on bringing people back week after week after week, or however often you're releasing your episodes and shit like that. You got to keep that audience.
And then on top of that too, like me and Ricky talked about it last week. It was like, sometimes, you know, like the folks or the people around you might not necessarily see the vision, so they don't necessarily think that they can help with any roles yet. You know, like sometimes, like you need to actually, you know, take the things that you're doing to the next couple of levels before those around you are to be able to be like, okay, you know what, I might be able to help with this. Sometimes people need to see more. Sometimes people need to see more in order to, you know, offer their help, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%. I put that on us too. You know, that's when I can look in the mirror and be like, okay, well, you know, we want people to come to us and be like, hey, I can help this, or I can do that. But people got to see like that fire in you. They got to see that you see. If this is y'all shit, you have to be, that's something that, like being a business owner and being like a leader, you have to understand, like, if this is your shit, you're going to be 10 times more locked in than the people working for you are.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
To them, they locked in. Locked the fuck, they dialed in. But this is your shit. So you already 10 times, you already locked in 10 times more than they are. So you got to already understand that they're feeding off your energy. So right. if you want them to come in at 100%, you got to come in at 200, bro. Mm-hmm. You, if you coming in at 100 today, they probably going to be at about 50, 60, 70%. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
You know, it'll get the job done. But if you want them to perform at the highest level possible, you have to be at the highest level possible. Yep. That's something that being a leader, you have to understand that. Mm-hmm. So that I put that, you know,
I'm working on that
both
too.
Of us yeah. is, damn, y'all got to, if y'all want motherfuckers to, you know, y'all can say y'all serious about shit, but if you want people to actually see that, you got to show it, you know? Mm-hmm. So we in the process of that. And like you said, it's to finding the right people, you know?
Yep.
Now, I damn sure really do not want nobody working with us that's not serious about what they're doing. Like you said, you have to enjoy what you're doing. So if you're doing the editing, if you're clipping shit, you have to really enjoy video editing. You know, it's not something that I enjoy the most. I do it because it has to be done, but it's not something that I really, 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 I like podcasting. I don't like I enjoy it. You know, I enjoy that part, but that's not really that's not the job for me.
Yep.
So if you find something, you have to enjoy what you're doing. So if you're not enjoying what you're doing, you're not gonna work for us. I can already tell you that now. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a social media person, if you don't like publicly dealing with people, doing public relations, you're not gonna work for us. I'm sorry. You have to really enjoy what you're doing. Actually, want to grow in what you're doing. Because if everybody firing on all cylinders, we all performing to the highest of our capabilities. Then the shit go through the roof. If the Free Sauce podcast goes through the roof, we all go through the roof. You know, it's not a one name attached to it. Yeah, we're the head of it, you know, so obviously, yeah, we're going to eat more, but everyone's that is attached to it is also going to go through the roof.
Yep. And I think really the importance of a team, if you guys have people that can handle the editing, promoting, social media marketing, if you guys have people that can handle all that, and all you guys got to do is sit down and talk. Then you guys could release a podcast every day,
every
single day.
Bang, 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 bang.
And you would have enough time to do your research, experience things, and then boom, podcast.
I'm finna say at that point, that is when you get away from having to have a guest every week. Mm-hmm. You know, right now we're in a stage where we don't have to, but we benefit from it greatly having a guest every week. So yeah, we could come in here and produce a podcast just us two, or have rotating guests where we just talk about a lot of, you know, current events, random topics, shit like that, where we have very detailed podcasts. But having guests right now, we benefit from it greatly. Mm-hmm. And we're on a fucking college campus where it's 20,000 kids our age. So why not use that and benefit from that right now? It would be a no-brainer not to do that, mm-hmm. you know? So while we're here, we're going to use that model. We're going to benefit from it. But yeah, like you said, if we got people able to handle all of that, we can come here and produce some shit every fucking day, get some shit out every day. You mm-hmm. know, that is when your volume is able to increase, when you're able to fucking outsource. Hire people to do other things for you. When you just have to come here and sit down and talk, it's easy. This is the easy part, you know?
And like one thing I would say to like, throughout the whole podcasting process, like we both enjoyed actually being able to, you know, have the communications and talking. So like that in itself would be probably the best thing that if me and him were actually able to just focus on.
Yeah, if you got a podcast like with people, mm-hmm. it's not just you. If you don't fuck with that, them people, it's not gonna work. So don't
you wasting your time.
End it now. To put out a letter and say, yeah, we no longer continue this. If you don't actually like fuck with that person, you guys are not personally. I don't personally like each other. It's not gonna fucking work.
Yep.
You gotta sit here and deal with this person for an hour plus, and people gonna be able to tell. Damn, they don't really fuck with each other. If it was tension between us, and we really didn't have a relationship or whatever the case may be, you would be able to, you would be like, damn, something off between them. I don't know what it is. Or the our shit just wouldn't be good, something. It'd be like, damn, I don't know what it is. But if you don't, y'all don't have a connection, you don't like that person, it's not going to work.
Yeah, and you can even like the person, but they got to be the right person as well. Like, doing this, you guys both have to be extremely selfless.
Locked in, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, locked in, selfless, and passionate. And because I mean, let's say like you guys are selling shirts, right? Mm-hmm. And you guys have a goal. All right, this just needs to stack up for gear. But you got someone in the group that's selfless, like, hey, nah, let's just split it and take. They're not seeing the bigger vision, because by saving up that money and by, you know what I mean? By saving up the money, reinvesting it into the podcast, mm-hmm. you're going to go way further than if you're just splitting every dime that comes through in the beginning, mm-hmm. because you're working with people who need the money right now, or that's their goal is the money. You need to work with people who actually love the process and understand that, hey, it will come one day.
That's something as well is
that we've been good at.
This shit costs money too. Mm-hmm. You know, people think they think it's just talking. No, you do got to put a little bit of money up. Equipment do cost, you know, cameras do cost. You know, if you do hire people, then they might cost, you know, depending who you hire, or eventually they might be like, okay, I think I do want to get some compensation for this, you know. So shit does cost when it comes to podcasting. If you want to promote, that does cost, you know. So you may have to pay to get people on. That does cost. It's just shit does cost at a certain point. You know, it's not the most expensive business to start at all. You know, it is very cheap to start, but shit does cost, you know. So, again, and it's things that cost. It's like, damn, this cost this much. It makes you be like, damn, do I really want to do this? Because damn, no. Some mics cost this much. Some cords cost this much. Lights, you know.
Do you remember when we was looking up like the different mics, lights, and the gears, and how much they cost? And we both looked at each other like,
yeah, shit costs.
Probably just do this on our phone.
Yeah, nigga, that was what we was doing. This shit started on the fucking phone.
Oh, wow.
You know, that was our first episodes were recorded on the phone. If you go back and listen, the audio was not trash, but not good at all, you know? not today's audio at all, you know? And we still have room to grow when it comes to audio, video, and shit like that. Lights, everything. We still have room to grow. But we a long way from where we started. A very long way, you know? So, like, go back to what we was talking about earlier. It's just falling in love with the process and being able to show gratitude each and every day and appreciating where you come from. That's the biggest thing. Looking at day one and be like, man. Like you said, looking at that first episode and be like, God damn, this is a hard watch.
Boo-boo.
This is a hard watch. And I was doing that shit the other day. It was the, what episode was it? It was the episode when we was at the Bone with Mari, Caleb,
oh yeah,
Julian, that episode.
Yeah,
and I'm listening. I'm like, holy shit, this is like it's very. The conversation is very like just choppy. You know, it's very hard flowing. You could tell everybody's. It's just very like, damn.
Everybody's thought process was like all over the place.
You could tell we were really thinking. Like, damn, we were thinking about it. You know, we talking. You know, rather than just talking and having everything
was
flowing.
Was it prepared?
It was prepared, but it kind of sounded like it was over prepared.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It really did. And I can honestly say during that time, we were preparing a lot more than we do now.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to talk about that too, because when I first started, like, and I was like, all right, I'm going to talk about this during this podcast. I would kind of like do research and write out kind of like what I would talk about. And I noticed there would be some things I would kind of like just I would kind of read. And I didn't like that. So
it sounded like you were reading.
It sounded scripted. It sounded like a scripted podcast. Yeah. And I didn't like that. And they said to do that for YouTube videos and all that. But like at the end of the day, I was like, nah. Like one, I enjoy coming in and just speaking off my mind. And I mean, yeah, I'll do like a little bit of preparation. Like we'll have like a 5-10 minute conversation. All right, what you want to talk about? What you want to get into on this?
Basics.
Yeah, like that. But like I don't plan anymore. And like even with us, we just walked in here today and said, all right, you know.
And
like,
also when planning is involved, you might plan some shit. What's today, Sunday? Right. We might have planned some shit. When did we lock this in? Sometime last week, right?
Like around Friday.
So if we plan some shit on Thursday, Friday, that might not be our mood coming in here Sunday. So whatever I just planned, I don't want to talk about none of that shit.
And then you don't know where the conversation goes.
Because my mood is totally different and I really do not feel like reading all of this shit. Whatever I got planned, just fuck all that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when it comes to podcasting, it's something that's very like, I don't know if y'all could tell, but you might be able to be like, damn, they had a good day today. Mm-hmm. Or, oh shit, they gonna be just chilling today. Or they're gonna be very serious today, very locked in today. But
that's really how podcasting is based off your mood, you know?
Yeah.
But today's sun's out and shit like that. We having a very intelligent conversation today. Other conversations, you know, we might just be chilling. We might have a very entertaining. Might be laughing a lot and shit like that. We laughing today, having a good time, but also we informing a lot. But it's just all based on feelings when it comes to like talking, you know, sitting. And it's something that when we locking in, the job got to be done. It's really not too much. Man, I don't feel like doing it. I'm not gonna do it today. I'm gonna just call off. No.
What's calling to, off?
Yeah. What is calling off? You agreed to do it, so you gotta do it regardless of your mood.
That's the discipline.
Yeah.
And also like necessarily obligating the other person's time. Just because, you know, like Ricky work a lot. The little times I could get to schedule things, I wanna respect this time. Just because I know it's valuable. You could be doing something else. So I just, you know, respecting people's time and actually, you know, being respectful of that, that actually helps in a lot of relationships too, you know?
And I'm locked in to the point where the time don't matter. If I get off at 10 a lot of time. If I get off at 10, I don't care. I can do a podcast at 11 p.m. I'm thriving there. I'm ready. I'm a night owl. So really at 11 p.m., I would love to. Let's do it. Let's do it. It'll be great, you know? Or shit, if we got to get it done early, because it's before I work, let's do it. I have no problem. I'll get up early and we can knock this out. You know, but you do have to be locked in to say that those things and not, let's do it this day or let's this day. Nah, what's their availability? If right. their availability don't line up with mine, then okay, shit, we can get it done on any day. What's the day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that just comes with being locked in.
Yeah, and communication too. You know, just being able to, you know, communicate between us, the audience, the guests.
Yes.
Sometimes, like, it's really hard when you don't. It's hard if there's no level of communication. That's how a lot of relationships, friendships, partnership, a lot of those things, you know, fail. So just being able to, you know, just hey, this and this is going on. Okay. This how I'm feeling. This how you feeling. What do we think we could do between this and that? You know, just being able to have those type of conversations help make each other's lives so much easier too.
Yeah, and communication is important. Like, you guys gotta communicate your differences. Hey, I mean, I'm just speaking, you know, using you guys as an example. Right. But let's say, hey, Austin is talking too much, and you want to talk a little bit more. Hey, maybe communicate with him. Hey, let's flow it like this next time, or let's do it like this. Like, you got to be able to communicate.
No, I'm fucking with you guys.
You got to be able to, like, you know, communicate those differences.
He just trolled so hard. Like,
you know what I mean? So like the anger don't build up, or hey, let's say like you don't like something he's doing, you're just not communicating it, and nothing's getting fixed. And the anger, you know what I mean? So you got to be able to actually have those conversations. Hey, let's do this, let's do that. Hey, let's meet in the middle on this.
And that's go ahead.
Oh yeah, I was wanted to elaborate even more on that. Every episode after that podcast, me and Ricky always, you know, we sit back and we have a lot of like conversations where we might disagree a lot, but we still meet in the middle ground somehow. Like, we have a lot of intellectual conversations outside the podcast, so he's able to understand me sometimes better than I understand myself. Just like sometimes I'm able to maybe kind of get close to understand him better than he understands himself. Sometimes that's all you need. Like, okay, how am I thinking? How can I try to see how I'm thinking his way? You know, like being able to, you know, just because, and this is a friendship either way too. So just being able to just understand each other more helps too.
Yeah, there's a lot, like you said, when you're working in partnerships and shit, like whether it's partnership or group, you know, you do have to not only be like confident enough to go to that person and say, hey, I want to talk more. But I said no jokingly and unjokingly because don't tell me you want to talk more. Just talk more. You know, I don't want you to tell me that. You don't have to tell me that. This is, you are on the show as well. You know, if you do have something to say, then you can say that. If you feel like whatever I'm saying is not that important and you want to cut me off, hold on, I really got to get this out. Then get this shit out. You know, we talking at the end of the day. It's free discourse. Nobody's coming here and demanding, oh no, I have, whenever I'm speaking, nah, shit, anybody cut me off at any point in time.
I might do the same shit back, you know, but you can cut me off at any point in time, you know? So I just think, but working in a partnership, if they do come to you, off mic and be like, hey, I think that, because I think that you do have to have those conversations where it's like, hey, if we do this differently, maybe let's try this out and see how that works. Or let's try doing this part at this point. Or let's try ending the show like this, or starting it off like this, or putting this segment in. That shit does have, those conversations do have to happen, you know. And I think, like I said, the person coming to that person does have to be confident enough, and the person receiving that does have to be open-minded enough and like confident with themselves as well, and not take it as,
you stepping on my toes.
Yeah, or not take it as and get defensive and be like, oh, he coming at me a certain way about something, you know.
Yep. Yep, constructive criticism.
You got to be open to that. You know, if some shit, if you want to, some shit always has to change. You can't keep doing the same thing forever. So you got to be open to those conversations.
Yeah, you got
to
grow. You got to elevate. And then having those conversations is how you do so.
And the tough conversations is where the
most ideas flow.
Yeah, the best shit is made, you know.
Yeah, facts.
Well, y'all sitting going back and forth about something. Y'all really getting y'all, how y'all feel about something out. And then it's like, okay, you feel this way, you feel this way. This is what we're going to do then. And we're going to see how that works.
Like, always compromise. Always be willing to meet in the middle, especially if you have any type of, you know, teams around you. Sometimes it's okay to be like, okay, that idea is trash. If the idea is trash, tell them that idea is trash. Like, no, I'm like,
yeah, I really don't fuck with that.
Yeah,
idea.
If that, like, you gotta be open about it. If the idea is trash, the idea is trash. But if it's really something that you all can naturally benefit from, be able to see how you can implement it and meet in the middle, because that might be the game changer for you all. But like I said, don't be afraid to tell somebody their idea is trash. You can't take every advice.
And we're men. So if we were working with women, we would have to kind of tailor how we say shit. But we're men. So we can, if your shit is trash, I would
I'm tell you.
And I can take that. If my shit's trash, damn.
You can tell me too.
Damn, that was a really trash idea. My fault. You know, but if we work with women, we might have to tailor that and shit like that, just because they are women. So. You know, you got to watch how you're talking to them. But, you know, I think that when it comes to criticism and shit like that, we great at receiving it and giving it. So
it's needed too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But before we get out of here, you got any more questions or anything for us?
It's been a great podcast. Loved being on here again. Thank you for the opportunity, for real.
Always.
Always.
Check out our first podcast, man. That was a banger as well. But yeah,
you did numbers too.
Yeah,
damn near. I think that's odd number one. Yeah. Well, I must be. Yeah,
yeah. I haven't checked it in a few months, but I remember seeing it up there like 400 something like that.
For some high foes now. So
yeah,
what if I? Yeah, man. It's been a great episode. A lot of info drop. A lot of gems drop. But if you want to get a people somewhere where they could watch your podcast, connect with you on socials. Mm-hmm. Anything like that.
Yeah, so you can catch me on YouTube at Jamin Speaks, or Instagram at Jamin Speaks as well. YouTube's my main platform, just because it's like where all my long form content's at. You'll find everything I drop there. And then, you know, Instagram, you can DM me if you have any questions, comments, concerns, want to make a video, anything like that. I've got a few weeks left that I issue. I don't know when this is going to be posted, but school year is almost over with. So yeah, just hit the line if you want to, you know what I mean, link anything done. Peace.
It's been a pleasure to have you on here. And before we go, Free Sauce Podcast listeners, please never, never stop learning.
Never stop learning, man. Free Sauce Podcast. Make sure you go get you some merch. Keep on tuning with that Instagram page. Subscribe. 200. We need it done ASAP, 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 ASAP.
Get these boys at 200.
Yes, sir. Free Sauce Podcast. We out.
Man, we out.
Go and check my resume. I got money on the way. I've been feeling like I'm Future. All these bitches throwaways. Half these niggas is my clones. They should be.